It's 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Zarina Cooper has joined me in the studio now because, well, the circus is coming to town, and not everyone is in favor of animals in cages going to going through the process of being trained for the entertainment of people, while they certainly, I think it's fair to say that circus has been established as a means and a mode of entertainment for many, many years, centuries, in fact. Possibly its time has come, certainly with regard to animals. So welcome to Zarina Cooper. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And let's find out all about this protest that you're planning. Tell us the history behind it. What's happening?
I have always been very passionate about all animals. And when I found out that McLaren Circus was coming back to Ballito, I did everything in my power to contact KDM and try and revoke their approval and prevent them from coming again. So this year, we are doing another protest. They are coming to Ballito on Monday and Tuesday next week, the 11th and 12th of August. Their shows are 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., so we are protesting peacefully, just to let them know and all their supporters know that they are not welcome in Ballito, and we don't feel happy about their animals being confined in cages. And
I was going to ask you, what in particular are you upset about?
The animals being transported in trailers all over the country. They do shows in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, in Durban. They've been all over Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay, Bluff, Suncoast. They keep these animals in these trailers, and when they are not in the trailers, they are confined into cages, which is not okay.
Does it cause the animals harm?
It does, in my opinion. Animals should not be confined to cages. There's no enrichment for them in these cages. Sometimes they have a lack of water. They're not often in shady areas, so they're sitting in the blazing sun. And for wild animals, that's not a really nice life to be living.
There's another school of thought that says that these animals have been bred in captivity, or if they haven't been bred in captivity, they've been in captivity for so long that there's nothing else that really they can do other than stay in captivity, because they can't survive in the wild. Now, they've been so attenuated. So is your position that one should rather humanely put them down and continue like that? Or, well, I don't want to put words into your mouth. What do you suggest would be a better idea with these creatures?
Not necessarily putting them down, but there are a lot of sanctuaries and organizations that are willing to take them into their care and give them the proper space and enclosures that they need, with more of a natural environment where they can behave more naturally and not perform every couple days for humans.
And what sort of animals are we talking about?
They have lions, they have Bengal tigers, they have camels and llamas.
So you're not
goats.
Worried about the domestic animals, the dogs and the...
I am. I definitely don't think that's an environment for them to be lived in, but it's easier to train a dog with positive enforcement and treats and things like that. But a wild animal, even if bred in captivity, it's still a wild animal. It's not domesticated. They are large, they are dangerous.
And it's against every instinct in the wild animals.
Absolutely, it goes against their natural behavior.
Yeah, yeah. And training, I believe, some people say, well, it's done with love and kindness. I don't know if that is the case, do you?
I don't. Unfortunately, McLaren has been very secretive in their training methods. They will not divulge any information on how they train their animals or the methods that they use.
Which is suspicious.
Very. If you care about your animals as much as they say they do, why are you hiding it from the public? Let the public know how you train these animals, what actually happens, so that we can take a stand and, you know, make a decision from there. But they don't allow any cameras at their shows, so nobody's allowed to take any video or photographic evidence. They actually assaulted a man who has taken videos at their show before. And I just think that if you care about your animals as much as you say you do, then be open with the methods that you use and educate the public on the actual facts of what you are doing. Don't be hiding it.
Now, there are circuses globally that do extremely well without animals.
Absolutely. 52 countries worldwide have actually banned the use of animals in circuses.
Banned them because of cruelty.
Yes,
and
because
and
of the welfare concerns, because it goes against their natural behavior. And, I mean, this is the last circus in South Africa that has animals.
And circuses have done okay without animals.
100%. We live in a decade now. It's 2025. We have so much technology available to us, lights and drones and things like that. And humans that are trained to do aerial acts and trapeze and things like that, performing, which is so much more entertaining.
So by supporting the circus, you're inadvertently supporting the practice of caged animals and the possible cruelty that goes along. I say possible because we don't know, but it would appear that the training methods might be quite cruel and probably are, if the truth be told.
Absolutely. If you think of a lion or a tiger in a cage and it doesn't want to perform that day, how do you get it out of the cage? How do you get it to do the tricks over and over, like jumping through flaming hoops and doing things that are unnatural to their behavior? They big animals. They don't take kindly to gentle encouragement or positive reinforcement like a dog where you give it a treat. It's not the same.
So let's talk about your protest. You're encouraging like-minded folk to join you in a gentle protest. You're just going to stand outside the circus, are you?
Yes, we have flyers with information about circus welfare and things like that. We have placards given to us by Ban Animal Trading, which has been doing protests against the circus for many, many years now. They've also done a lot of investigations against them to figure out what is actually going on. So we will be standing there and basically just showing them that this is not okay. We are not happy with this in our neighborhood.
And do you feel that this is the sentiment of most people in the 21st century in a sort of sentient society that cares?
I definitely do.
So what would you say to parents considering taking their youngsters for an afternoon or evening's entertainment at the circus?
I really believe that the next generation is so important in helping this world to be a better place. These parents have so many things available to them, especially in Balito. We have incredible family activities that involve animals where they are properly cared for and in proper natural environments like the Hidden Forest Sanctuary, Flag Animal Farm. There are so many activities available to us and to our children that don't even have to involve animals.
And what would you say to the circus owner who says, listen, it's a business, I employ people, I keep the economy going, I keep these people gainfully employed. Without us, they wouldn't have any work, they would all be suffering. What would you say to that?
I would be first in line among many, many others that I have spoken to, not just in Balito, but other areas, that will be first in line to support a circus that doesn't involve animals. By any means, carry on. There is such a high unemployment rate and so many people out there that are talented, that would love to be a part of it, that can be trained to do things.
That could
just
be quite an interesting take on it.
Out.
Just dress people up as animals and there you go.
Make them do tricks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, maybe you've hit on something.
Yeah.
Because if people want to, you know, there it is. It's
using
consenting.
Animals is outdated now. We are in 2025. There are so many activities available to us. And like I say, so many talented individuals out there who would be willing to join. And it would be so much more fun and entertaining to support a circus who doesn't involve animals. This is the last circus in South Africa to use performing animals.
This one?
Yep.
Is it?
Yes.
You mean the others have converted?
Yep, the last and only circus to use animals performing in South Africa.
So clearly they are bucking the trend for some reason.
Absolutely.
And by supporting them, you may well be supporting a trade that has done its time already, and possibly there is a kinder, better, more sentient, much more compassionate way.
Ethical, absolutely.
I suggest that possibly you get in touch with my special guest, Zarina Cooper, if you'd like to help her organize her protest, or if you'd like to be part of the protest, or can people just arrive on the day?
They absolutely can arrive on the day. I do have a WhatsApp group going, so I'm happy. Thank you.
And best of luck with your protest. You know, we really do support that concept of first do no harm, I think, is the mantra of kindness.
Absolutely.
And respect for all creatures on the planet.
That's exactly how I feel. I try and live that through every single day.
And I can see that you do, and I salute you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you.
And The Morning Show continues.